McConnell loyalists target frontrunner Nate Morris in Kentucky Senate race. By Sean Moran on July 2, 2025. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, loyalists have targeted pro-Trump leading Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris for criticizing the retiring Kentucky senator. Morris is running as a pro-Trump candidate to end the reign of Mitch McConnell and his puppets, he said. Since entering the hotly contested primary to replace the retiring McConnell, a key bluegrass state newsletter has declared Morris the frontrunner for a new era and admitted they may have underestimated Morris in our previous analysis. The Morris campaign has called on his primary opponents Representative Andy Barr, RKY, and former State Attorney General Daniel Cameron, R, to have the Kentucky Republican Party to rescind their plan to honor McConnell with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Lincoln Dinner in August. The fact that our own state party wants to give Mitch McConnell a Lifetime Achievement Award after his relentless attacks and sabotage of President Trump is insane, and I won't stand for it, Morris said. Subsequently, McConnell loyalists have descended upon the MAGA candidate. Barr's June 18 fundraiser featured John McCarthy, a GOP National Committee man, who describes himself as an avid fundraiser and advisor to McConnell. Former Kentucky State Senator Damon Thayer said, in what was likely a barely veiled reference to Morris, "If you're a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, say, from Kentucky, and you're dunking on Mitch McConnell, particularly this week, well, you might try for enough self-awareness to be a little embarrassed." Thayer blamed President Donald Trump for the protests and riots on January 6, 2021. Trey Grayson, a McConnell protege and former Kentucky Secretary of State, said Morris's attacks against McConnell are ferocious and unfortunate to watch. Grayson also called Trump's concerns with the 2020 presidential election crazy at the time. He appears to be picking his own team based upon the criteria that I'll call the lie about the 2020 election, Grayson said in October 2021. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X at Sean Moran 3.